viewpoints underscores the need for all stakeholders in road safety to sit up as pupils and students will soon be on holiday.
The Mbeyi Cliff, some 70 kilometers from Goundere on the road to Gara, was again in the spotlight last Wednesday, May 22, 2024, following an accident that left 35 people injured, some seriously. The accident victims are students of the University Institute of Sciences and Technology of Yaoundé, who were on their way to Garoua for the 2024 edition of the University Games. Seven of the students, including one whose left leg has been amputated, are still undergoing treatment in the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital. While the real cause of the accident will be known only at the end of investigations ordered by the Adamawa Regional Governor Kildadi Tagekebuka, questions are being asked here and there. Was it the fault of the driver, the state of the vehicle, or the nature of the road? The driver who left Yaoundé and was heading to Garoua, did he have enough time to rest along the way? Does he master the road that has features like the cliff that can cause panic in a driver who is bumping into it for the very first time? Thank God no one died in the accident, and the majority of the students who sustained minor injuries continue the journey to Garoua to take part in the games. When the games will be over early next month, all the athletes from the southern regions will be returning by road. This will be at a time when holidaymakers will also be crisscrossing the country. Even if the special road safety campaigns that are organized during such periods of mass movement must not have started, vehicle owners and drivers have to understand that any life lost in a road accident in Cameroon today is one too many. Thus, as drivers are being called upon to guard against reckless driving, vehicle owners must see to it that their vehicles are roadworthy and that drivers are not overworked. For their part, the forces of law and order and road safety teams have to understand that the job they are called upon to do on the highways is to ensure the safety of road users and not to collect bribes and turn a blind eye to traffic offenses that may be fatal. In the meantime, those in charge of rehabilitating the routes must not wait until a pothole somewhere has claimed lives before they start hurrying to fill it. It is true that, as the name implies, accidents will always occur. But if all the stakeholders were to do the needful, not only are road accidents going to greatly reduce, but also the casualties will definitely be minimal when they do occur.